This is Chapter 11 of The Return of Princess Nightmare Moon by Aegis Shield, titled Nightmare Night, Part 1 of 2. Nightmare Moon lay on the ground, bloodied and weakened, her wings sticking out at odd angles. A lunar stallion leaned into her view, casting off his helmet and wiping blood from his mouth.
"My queen,"
he said gutturally, suffering from many wounds. He hacked throatily, spitting to one side as he cradled her head up.
"My queen," he said again, shaking her. "Get up! She's coming! Ah!"
He suddenly arched his back, eyes wide as a spiraling white horn sprouted from his chest. He cupped his chest with his front hooves, blood fountaining out of him.
"My!"
He was flung to one side as Nightmare looked up in horror. Celestia loomed over the black alicorn, stained with blood and battle while she panted steam into the night air. Her wings were folded over her chest, and she thrust her helm from her head.
This ends here, sister. We won't allow thou to spread thy darkness anymore.
She snapped her hoof out towards the surroundings.
Look! Look where thy path of hatred and jealousy hath brought us!
The milky goddess gestured harshly. Nightmare turned her head. The ground was carpeted with the dead and dying. So many bodies everywhere. The battle had been a massacre for both sides. The palace was ablaze, and Canterlot herself cried out as yet another building fell into rubble.
"Have thou no remorse?"
Celestia cried, tears going down her cheeks even as she shouted at her sister in fury.
"None at all!"
Nightmare struggled to her hooves, backing away and panting like a savage beast. Neon green, acid-like spit dripped from her maw. With a quick, hulk-tooey, she sent a blob of it into Celestia's face. The mare barely had time to react, turning to let the side of her breastplate catch it. The armament smoked wildly as the acid ate away at it. Nightmare had gone fully feral by then, drinking in all the abyssal powers of the Underdark to do battle with her sister.
"Then thou leaveth me no choice!"
Celestia gritted her teeth, blimping her wings open. Across her breast was the yoke of harmony. The 6 gems glittered fiercely in the dark, driving Nightmare back a bit.
"For Equestria!"
She reared up, flailing her hooves like a warhorse.
"Forgive me!"
Her horn lit itself with a white and molten light. The 6 gems reacted, and the yoke of harmony ignited into a mystic golden light. Nightmare was blinded, but she could feel the vertigo of being driven up, up, up so far, she did not know how high. The striking cold of space hit her in the face. She cried out into the airless environment, pressed hard on the beam of chromatic light. Luna rushed up to meet her, the cold gray surface suddenly filling her vision. The black alicorn cried out in terror as she fell, fell, fell. The crater she created when she struck the moon was massive. She lay there for ages, weak and cold, and alone. When at last she could rise, she looked around. She was alone. So terribly alone. She looked up at the sky to see fair Equestria hanging above her. Her eyes widened in horror.
"No! No! No!"
"Nightmare! Nightmare, wake up!"
Celestia was nuzzling her sister fretfully, until her draconic eyes suddenly snapped open. The black alicorn stared at the white one. They lay strewn out in a massive bed, intertwined in the most intimate ways, under thick covers. How had she gotten here? Oh, yes. She'd gone once more to Tia's bed out of want for company and her sister's affection. She'd missed it so, and every few nights ventured to Celestia's chambers for just that. Nightmare Moon suddenly burst into tears and flung herself into her sister's embrace.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
She blubbered aloud, shaking like a leaf as her night terror's icy grip slowly receded from her spine. The royal we vanished in her vulnerable intimacy. Celestia's great white wingspan pressed in around her little sister on all sides. She didn't need to ask what she was dreaming about. She pressed her muzzle into Nightmare's mane, nuzzling hard and reassuringly while she cried her eyes out. A guard cracked the door of the chamber, and Celestia bonked his nose, closing it again with a flick of magic. That would have to do, to teach him about privacy.
Tia, I...
Shh.
Celestia wrapped Nightmare Moon into her motherly arms, curling her hooves around to stroke the base of her wings. It was an old, comforting gesture that came to Pegasi by instinct, but were remembered by gods like them. Though they were sisters, the sanctuary of the massive white embrace felt wonderful. The black alicorn felt smaller, but safer. Quieting herself into little sniffles, she could only press her nose into Celestia's embrace and find quiet comfort in her scent.
I'm here, Nighty. Shush.
She stroked her over and over again, soothing her distressed sibling.
I'm here. I was all alone,
Nightmare whispered intimately, hiding under the blankets like they might be spied on. Celestia checked that the bed curtains were closed with a flick of her eyes, before sinking into the covers as well.
All alone on that cold, gray rock for so long. So long, Tia.
Nightmare squirmed and fretted softly. The white alicorn could feel her sister's fast-beating heart and could only keep petting her. It was the best way to make a nightmare's power vanish. Leaning into her sister and tucking her head under her chin, Celestia intertwined them like two perfect swans. Extending a wing over her sister for her to hide under, she cooed quietly. Nightmare had, during their fillyhoods, hidden under her wings during the daytime sometimes. The black alicorn had found the sun scary back then, but even that night, she still found sanctuary under them.
Shush,
Celestia kept tutting, slowly calming her sister back down while she stroked her.
It's all in the past, Nighty. You'll never have to worry about it again, I swear it.
Touching horns quietly with her sister, she allowed a small touch of magic to pass back and forth between them. It was sort of a unicorn kiss, in a way. Mixing magical auras was only for lovers, mothers and foals, and very close siblings. It required the lowering of so many defenses. It was hardly ever practiced anymore. Nightmare leaned eagerly into it, purring quietly. Light mixed with dark into a syrupy, milky sort of in-between that both sisters could share. The warm glow of love warmed them, and soon Nightmare quieted herself. Her head felt very heavy, and she hid her face in the crook of Celestia's neck to rest.
You're home. You're here. Shush. Every time I close my eyes... You'll find me when you open them again, Nighty,
Celestia soothed.
Oh, Tia.
She clung to her sister with all her might, tears beginning anew. Ponyville was not a stupid town, by any stretch of the imagination. It may have been small and a rural place, that mostly supported by a local apple orchard, but the ponies that lived there were as bright and charming as they came. So, when word reached them that the Princess Nightmare Moon had returned, they were suddenly whipped into a frenzy of activity. It was Ponyville, after all, that was the source of the holiday, Nightmare Night. Nightmare Night was the night when Princess Nightmare Moon descended from Canterlot to gobble up any murderers, rapists, or thieves that were left tied up in the street for her. How she did this was anypony's guess, but the claims were in the history books, not mythology books. Princess Celestia had been very careful with the more gruesome details, but, yes, she'd confirmed many times, her sister did eat such evil ponies on Nightmare Night. If a household or local law enforcement did not have such an evil pony to give, they would instead leave a little bowl of sweets. Her stallion escort, a pony elected every year to please and keep Nightmare Moon company while in their town, would keep the candies until night's end, and then make sure they all went home with her when the event was over. Now, this tradition had, of course, fallen by the wayside when Princess Nightmare Moon had been banished to the moon, but Ponyville had done its best to compensate. At first, they held public executions on Nightmare Night, but this dark tradition really didn't please any pony. They didn't enjoy seeing the worst of the worst get beheaded, much less in front of their foals. They had relied on Nightmare Moon to gobble them up, so they didn't have to worry about such evil citizens. So, eventually, those ponies were sent to Canterlot in a big cart to be executed by Princess Celestia. The tradition didn't hold long, to say the least, so after that, the holiday evolved again to revolve more around the sweets. Foals would leave little candy dishes on their home's front porch, and when they woke the next morning, some of the candies would be eaten and the wrappers strewn everywhere. Their parents would tell them Nightmare Moon must have passed by, because no pony in their house deserved to be eaten. This made all the pony children happy, knowing they'd defended their families from being eaten. Then, over the centuries, Nightmare Night evolved into a sort of crossbreed holiday. It was a harvest festival, a costume festival, and a candy gathering and eating sort of festival. Foals still left offerings for Nightmare Moon, but got to keep most of their candy themselves. There was also a grand feast every year, not to mention the Pumpkin King. The Pumpkin King was a stallion, elected by Ponyville every year to represent Nightmare Moon's escort in the olden days. He would preside over the events, make sure every pony was having a good time. He would also be the one to take the offerings to the local Nightmare Moon statue at the end of the night and pray to her. Who was the Pumpkin King? Well, it was different every year, and just like the feast, it was always spectacular to learn who it was. As previously mentioned, Ponyville had whipped itself into action as soon as Princess Nightmare Moon literally fell from the sky sometime in late August of the year. They'd been growing pumpkins, setting up songs, games, parades, and decorations. Ponies from all over Equestria were packing into the town just to get a glimpse of Her Majesty, and the local economy had sailed through the roof. Prosperity was a small word for what was happening. Madame Mayor Mare was up to her eyeballs in unfamiliar ponies, spending money, staying in hotels, buying food, setting up things for the special night, and she was loving every minute of it. The town was seeing such a financial influx, it was filling the coffers to the bursting. They'd be repaving roads, fixing buildings, and everything else for years to come. Now was the time. Now was the night. The feast table was set. The wooden effigy of the Pumpkin King was set up. The sun slipped from beyond the horizon, and the stars began to... clouds. Clouds were gathering, swirling, thundering back and forth. Ponies stopped what they were doing, looking skyward with curious eyes. She was coming. They ran to their homes, their hotels, and other places to hide. Any pony caught on the street when Her Majesty arrived might be thought of as a snack. Windows slammed closed, doors were barred, and foals fretted as they put bowls of candy on their front porches. Suddenly, a cloud exploded with lightning and a chariot burst from the darkness. It was covered with spikes and severe-looking angles. Twin stallions with sharp fangs for teeth pulled it with heavy-looking chains, darting around the night sky like vultures. The wheels spun wildly as the cloaked figure within smiled down at the town below. Her hood flapping in the harsh wind, she gestured and her chariot polers darted to the road below. Stopping a good 20 feet from the ground, they stopped. Nightmare Moon leapt dramatically from her vehicle, clad in a black cloak with silver lining. She landed daintily, tossing back her hood as thunder blasted across the sky. Grinning from ear to ear with all her fangs, she peered around. "Hello," she called melodically. "Hath thee any murderers, rapists, or thieves for me, Ponyville?" "Oof!" Bandit had crawled out of the chariot when it was laid to rest on the ground. Green in the face and very, very motion sick, the stallion leaned against the nearest feasting table. "Oh," he moaned a little, holding himself. "How can you stand riding in that thing?" Twilight Sparkle popped into existence next to him, gently hushing him as Nightmare Moon made her rounds. According to the old scripture, yeah, there she went. Nightmare Moon walked from porch to porch, sniffing like a hungry dog. She pawed at each door a couple of times with her big hooves, pretended to suddenly notice the offering bowls, and nibbling a candy or two out of them. When she'd passed over a certain place, she didn't step back to it again. She was careful to leave wrappers strewn about so the ponies within would know she'd passed by. She could hear foals whimpering in one house. "What's that big black shadow outside?" "No, no, shh. We don't want her in here with us. She's looking for ponies to gobble. Shh." Nightmare Moon chuckled blackly, taking a sweet from the offering bowl and snapping it up neatly. "No evil ponies here," she said aloud, turning and cantering off to the next home. She heard the loud whew from within. This ritual went on for perhaps an hour and a half. Twilight Sparkle and Nurse Band-Aid watched the princess work diligently, careful not to miss a house, and careful not to take more than one candy from each offering bowl. There was a feast later, after all. She didn't want to be ill on sweets. Once the majority of the town had been visited, and the other buildings decidedly businesses and not homes, Nightmare Moon returned to the town square. There were covered tables all around her, no doubt ready for the feast. There was a big cart with a wooden stallion perched on it, which she eyed curiously. They used to give her real stallions. Pity. Her gaze slid to the black and dark purple streamers, the little images of herself here and there, all the games and prizes set up. It was just wonderful. Fake spiders on fake webs hung here and there, and there were bubbling cauldrons of who knew what dotting the landscape. It was so dark and sickly, and she simply loved it. Band-Aid and Twilight both put their hooves over their ears when they saw the princess take a deep breath. "Citizens of Ponyville!" Nightmare Moon concussed the night like a roll of thunder with her voice. Ponyville had been prepared. Reading enough old scripture, they'd learned of Her Majesty's powerful voice. It didn't keep them from jumping in terror and holding their rattling windows, though. "You have done well to respect our ancient traditions. Our covenant remains strong. We art proud of thee." She gestured grandly, and her cloak exploded into 100 bats. Uncovered, those with their nose pressed to their windows saw a grand and royal sight. Nightmare Moon, in her full silvery regalia, helm, yoke, glittering horseshoes, she was simply beautiful. More than one stallion and a few mares stared drunkenly at her dark beauty. The curve of her flank, the length of her pillar-like legs, the barest hint of ribs still showed at her chest, but other than that, she was simply divine. "We bid thee free of evil this night. I hath accepted thy offerings and bid thee come. Let the feast and celebrations begin." She reared up on her hind legs, thunder exploding across the sky as lightning blinded all those who looked upon her. Doors opened and ponies stuck their heads out. Foals scampered out into the street, leaping up so they could get a good look at their princess. Ponies filed out of homes, businesses, hotels, and alleyways. At the same time, however, there was music. Nightmare Moon peered about, but there was no stage of musicians. She didn't see any instruments anywhere. Where was it coming from? It was like the music was creeping up on her from somewhere, yet everywhere. The princess gaped in open shock as she was led to the head of a feasting table with Band-Aid and Twilight Sparkle. The Ponyvillians, were they breaking into song?
Fillies and colts of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us to get a fright, this our town on Nightmare Night.
Nightmare Moon's face lit up as she seated herself. Why, the whole town was in on it. The music wasn't coming from anywhere. It was coming from everywhere. The open windows, the slanted roofs, any place that held a reveler, they'd all practice and knew the words. The reverberating sounds rolled over the princess like her own Royal Canterlot voice.
This is Nightmare Night, this is Nightmare Night, pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Nightmare Night, every pony's in a fright, trick or treat, evil pony's gonna die tonight. It's our town, every pony's in a fright, in this town of Nightmare Night.
A mare suddenly burst from the punch bowl, garbed from head to hoof in fake blood. Her mouth was full of fake fangs and her horn lit, told all she was coloring, her eyes crimson. Foals scattered, squealing in terror and delight. Nightmare clapped as the song paused for the Harlequin Unicorn of Doom.
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
A stallion literally exploded from a nearby barrel, sending shards of wood in every direction and making a group of mares cry out. Nightmare snapped her head around to see him burrow under a set of open stairs, leaving long, striped trails behind him. Realistic-looking snakes spilled out of the opening, and his bright eyes glittered in the shadows where he now lurked.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
The whole town joined in once more as a massive apple pie was wheeled in on a cart. Nightmare Moon clapped in delight as the table was weighed down. Strange creatures of the night gathered to the little stools, benches and chairs to her left and right. Tables filled rapidly, and the planks groaned with the weight of all the foods. Corn with butter, green beans, apples, candies, peeled grapes with spaghetti, stuffings, and everything in between. Massive trays were passed down along the long tables, making sure every pony had plenty of everything within hoof's reach. The princess gave a short, delighted shriek when a brave pony briefly choked her with an eating bib. She shoved him away with a laugh, and he skittered away with an impish cackle. Such mischief!
This is Nightmare Night, this is Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night. But in this town, we call home. Everyone hail to the nighttime song. In this town, don't we love it now? Every pony's waiting for the next surprise. Round that corner now, hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and howl, you'll scream!
A grown, tough-looking stallion gave a mare a shriek when a spider was launched in front of him. Mares all around him laughed and he flushed crimson. A trio of foals rushed away, laughing like jackals as they tried to find their next target. Maybe they could get their cutie marks in scaring the bejesus out of every pony.
This is Nightmare Night, red and black, green and blight. Aren't you scared? Well, that's just fine. Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
A powder blue unicorn mare thrust her hooves skyward, igniting fantastic fireworks in a brilliant display. There was shouting and clapping as Nightmare Moon's cutie mark was formed in the shower of sparks. Then a ghost, then a manticore. The princess gave a shout, pointing and grinning widely. Tossing her silvery mane, the firework artist sent another barrage skyward, much to every pony's delight. It was amazing. But was there ever any doubt? She was an expert at this. Who knew the Ponyville librarian could be such a pyromaniac?
Every pony scream, in our town of Nightmare Night.
A bright pink mare leapt up on a table right in front of the princess, startling her. Her face was outlined in gore, and a pair of twin butcher knives hung from holsters at her hips. A horrific cloak of shorn-off cutie marks was draped around her. Reached up, she pulled her face off with a shriek, to reveal another painted face beneath. She was the stuff of nightmares. Then she vanished with a crack of flash powder.
I am the clown with a tearaway face, here in a flash and gone without a trace.
A ghostly, enchanted unicorn drifted by. Her complex magic had made her look like a levitating ghost. Nightmare Moon shivered at her creative woven spells, and even gave a delighted laugh when her mane was ruffled by the spirit.
I am the who when you call who's there. I am the wind blowing through your hair.
Nightmare couldn't help it. She just had to join in. Standing with authority, she raised a red-filled goblet to all the ponies around her. Band-Aid laughed at her enthusiasm. She was so energetic. Twilight smiled despite herself. It was good to see the princess enjoying herself after suffering for so long in the medical wing. It was an equal delight to hear her put her own lyrics in.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
Princess Nightmare's cloak reformed, then exploded into bats a second time. The loud, twisting chaos of the song was taking the town over. It was every pony's game. The wild dancing, parade formations, and filling tables were swirling in every direction. It was growing wilder and wilder. What a party!
This is Nightmare Night, this is Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night.
Madame Mayor Mare waved for the princess's attention, which she gave after drinking deeply from her goblet and messily wiping her mouth. The government pony had a solo lyric.
In this town, don't we love it now? Every pony's waiting for the next surprise.
Four or five big, strong stallions were pulling the cart with the wooden effigy on it towards the princess. She chuckled a little, clapping as they brought it near. It was a wooden stallion with a great big barrel chest, made of straw and branches and timber. His eyes were dark and his mane was of the brightest straw any pony had seen for a long time. They brought the creation close to the table, and Nightmare gave a shout when it suddenly sprang to life. The wooden stallion leapt off the chart, snatching a candle from a display and jabbing himself in the heart with it. Nightmare stood, eyes aglow with morbid fascination as the huge figure caught flame, dancing wildly upon the table. Leaping off onto the cart again so the table didn't burn, he turned and bucked like a wild beast. Nightmare was entranced, watching the smoke curl and the ash fly about him.
Skeleton Mac might catch you in the back and scream like a hydra make you jump out of your skin. This is Nightmare Night, every pony scream, won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Nightmare was suddenly ushered out of her seat by excited ponies. She laughed wildly, watching the strange, burning stallion dance his jig on the cart. The vehicle soon burned and his sheer weight crushed it into a ground-level platform. The crowd parted so he could see him clearly. He blackened into ash, bucking wildly and leaping off the cart. He landed hard on the road with a crack of thunder with his hooves. Terrifying cracks rushed away from where he'd landed, and the nightmarish figure walked towards her at a brisk pace. The princess recoiled a little, not wanting to be set on fire herself.
Stallion Mac is king of this nightmare night. Every pony hail to the Pumpkin King now!
Ponies gathered to either side of the parade street, bowed as Pegasi suddenly brought in the ugliest rain clouds any pony had ever seen. Nightmare Moon watched them dump gallons upon gallons over the burning stallion. Bits of wood began to fall away, straw curling and sticking to his hooves. Lines of rope and twine began to come undone at his joints. There was flesh beneath the flames. The princess perked up. He wasn't an effigy at all. He was real.
This is Nightmare Night, this is Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night, Nightmare Night. In this town we call home, every pony hail to the nighttime song.
A massive, rugged, handsome stallion walked out of the burning brush and ash. Nightmare gaped at him. He was quite possibly the most virile, masculine thing she'd ever seen. He was bright red with an orange mane, bearing a green apple on his flank. He had unshorn fetlocks and reeked of male scents and work. A farmer? A workhorse? Did it matter? He was positively luscious. She watched the fireproof spell wear off of him as the last of the wood fell away, and he leaned up to plant a firm kiss right on her lips.
Meh!
Chirped Nightmare Moon, red in the cheeks at his forwardness. He bowed silently, pressing his gorgeous muscled chest to the ground for her. The princess grinned, nodding her approval. So this was her escort for the evening. She liked a lot. Leaning down, she kissed the top of his head as was tradition. The crowd burst into cheers. It was good to be princess.